Any parent of a teenager will tell you it can be quite a challenge trying to pry that kid out of bed and get him or her off to school in the morning. No less an authority than the American Academy of Pediatrics says teens need to sleep later. And the Academy is challenging America's schools to not begin high school classes until at least 8:30 a.m. The Ann Arbor School Board's now taking a closer look at whether to follow that advice. Andy Thomas is the Ann Arbor Board of Education Secretary. Andy, this debate over how much sleep teens should get and when school ought to start isn't new. In fact, parents of Ann Arbor high schoolers raised this question 3 years ago. Why the fresh interest from the board?
When this came up a couple of years ago, the research was still kind of out there, but I think that the recommendation of the American Academy of Pediatrics is going to give us a little more impetus, and we've decided we're going to take another look at it.
What are you hearing from those, first of all, who want to see it happen?
As you know, Ann Arbor is a university town, so the kind of research that they're doing really carries a lot of weight. That's really what I'm hearing from those who are proponents of this, is that we really need to do what's best for our kids and what is going to give them the amount of sleep that they really need. The ones who are speaking on the other side raise a number of issues. One is that the problem is not necessarily the start time of school. The problem is that kids today, particularly high school kids, are so overbooked and overscheduled that starting school an hour later just pushes everything back an hour, and instead of getting to bed around midnight to get up at 7 to get to school, they're now getting to bed at 1 or 2 in the morning. So that's one of the issues. Another one is that what effect will this have on after-school activities? Athletics, music,
theater,
yeah. All of that. And if everything gets pushed back an hour, it means that kids who are involved in these things, and they're not going to be getting home until 6, 6:30, maybe even 7 o'clock. That really causes a concern for parents.
But it can really turn a family's whole schedule inside
yeah.
out. Other districts are probably looking at this, too. Is there discussion amongst school districts in Michigan about
this? There's always a smorgasbord of opinions on this. Probably the biggest challenge that we're going to have is a financial one, and that is we have staggered start times for our high school, middle school, and elementary schools. And what that allows us to do is to make the most efficient use of our buses and our drivers so that they make a high school run first and then come back and do maybe a middle school run followed by an elementary school run. If we were to move the high school start time further back, we're going to need more buses, we're going to be needing more drivers, or we're going to have to figure out some other way of doing that. But in this day, with the financial crush that all school districts are facing, any increase in costs for something like transportation translates into a loss of money available for teachers, which means larger class sizes, fewer electives. There's a lot of moving parts to this. I don't think it's a slam dunk that this is going to happen. I think there are a lot of people who would like to see it happen, but there's some opposition to it as well.
And what kind of timetable and process are you going through?
We are going to be looking at this through one of our committees in March, and that will give the district some time to gather information, to meet with principals. There will probably be some kind of group put together of teachers, parents, community members, and administrators to look at this. Our superintendent also will be going on another tour of the schools to hear from parents and see what's on their mind. So I'm sure she's going to be getting a lot of input. We think that we will have something in place by the end of March, one way or the other. There may be some options available to students. So a student who wants to have a later start time may have some options of doing that. On the other hand, say a student has an after-school job and wants to get started early, that may also be an option. So Ann Arbor is all about choice. That's been the trend that we've had over the last few years, is increasing the options available to students. We'll see what comes of this.
If you're a betting man, would you bet for or against that later start time next year?
Oh, well, I'm not a betting man. it's going to be a very thorny problem. And whichever side we end up on, some people are not going to be happy with it. There's a lot of inertia just to kind of keep things the way they are. But there's also a big push right now to, this is the time maybe we need to make a change. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Andy Thomas is the Secretary for the Ann Arbor Board of Education. Andy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.